Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Yay! We are the Kings of the Podcastle, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are with episode 28. There's 20 of them.
What?
Episode 28. There's 20 of them.
Ah!
You know, the old joke. What's the best thing about having sex with 28, with a 28-year-old?
There's 20 of them.
Whatever. Shut up.
Ratings, you know, we don't need listeners.
No.
That's not important.
Just one of those little jokes.
We just gained a new listener, actually.
The FBI. He's on it.
Chris Hansen and...
Have a seat here, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again on this beautiful Sunday. It is a great Sunday. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have every single king is here in the castle.
Happy!
Devin is back.
Yay!
Devin is back. Thank you.
You know what's weird is I actually had a guy who I've never heard of before message me on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
And said, I listened to your podcast. You're funny. When are you coming back? And I was like... Time to return.
I know. You gotta come back, man. We're only so good. You were only as good as our weakest link. Wait a minute. What does that mean? No, that's backwards. We needed you back, but we're glad that you're here. Thank you.
I thought it was a shot at Zach, but that's okay.
Well, yeah. Make sure that you do, speaking of our podcast and listeners you never heard of, make sure that you check us out on iTunes.
Free.
Go there and subscribe. Make sure that you give us a little rating. We like to get a 5-star rating, of course, but let us know what you think and write a review for us. You can also check us out on Stitcher, and then you can also put us on your podcast app for your iPhone or your BeyondPod app for your Android. And, of course, all of our content is available at kingsofthepodcastle.com.
Free.
Yes, all free. Again, I'm your gracious host, King Mike. There's King Zach in the producer chair. We got King Greg over there. The angry Texan. King John is here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Who, me?
With his New York Yankees ball cap on and a wife beater tank top.
Eight.
And King Devin has returned, obviously.
Yay!
So let's see. What did we do as far as comedy goes this week, gentlemen? I know Zach and Devin and myself, we all were part of Jersey Hot Comics' big open mic at the Elixir in downtown Orlando. That was a lot of fun. Good show over there. I really enjoyed that venue. But it's like one week, it's like amazing. And the next week, it's like, it was all right. So what did you think this week?
This week, I could have done without the guitar playing douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I gotta know. Is it okay if we mention him and kind of berate him?
Well, I don't think it's really a good idea to mention Vincent Cruz on this. But, I mean,
he is a whack job, and I can't
what
tell
happened?
Because well, okay, he's a kind of to me he seems like he's a nice guy,
uh-huh.
But he is not funny at all.
Okay.
And
he's doing comedy.
He thinks that he is, and he also thinks that he runs things. That's the
Oh, you got to love those guys.
But he'll go out and I guess he makes a lot of money and he'll buy the entire bar a round of drinks and or shots. Like I think he spent $1,500.
Wow.
At the improv,
to do drinks and or shots.
But in the process, I think he single-handedly has destroyed that venue.
The Elixir?
Yeah, I don't think people enjoy being there because of him.
I don't know. You've had more experience with him than either of us.
I'm not a big fan of him. So, I mean, if I see he's on a show, I don't know. I kind of try to steer away from that.
Well, give us an example of what something that he does that he thinks is funny that's absolutely not
well.
Funny.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what he did at Elixir. He went up there while Jersey, who was the guy who puts this show on, he was trying to do a little bit of time in the middle of the show. So he went up and he was going to just do some crowd work and kind of get because it was a smaller crowd this week. So he goes up there and he starts working with them and working on the crowd, getting them kind of into the mood of the show.
Yeah.
And this guy walks up behind. He had brought his entire rock band setup. He has like an amp and all these mixers and everything going, and he's got his two electric guitars there. And while Jersey's doing his thing, he grabs a guitar and he just starts playing little riffs underneath him. Yeah. And Jersey was trying to play off of it for a while, but he definitely did not ask him to come up there.
Right.
And then after a few minutes, he finally goes, dude, knock it off. Like, you got to quit.
Yeah. And he kept playing.
And he kept going and kept going. So finally, the guy who was the host, Sean Finnerty, goes up there and says, hey, knock it off. Jersey's asked you once. You got to quit. And finally, he quits, puts it down. Jersey is still up there doing his time. the guy walks over to Sean Finnerty and like gives him an earful of what he thinks
about into him.
Like rips into him because he, you know, did this. So I don't know where this guy even came from. But in the, in the Orlando comedy scene, he is not necessarily highly thought of.
Okay, so there's one example of the bullshit that he does where he thinks he's in charge. Now, give me, like, do you know, have any bits that he did in mind? That
he doesn't do bits.
He doesn't do bits.
He just buys drinks?
Yeah, he stands up there and he says, like, one of his things that he goes, I got my dick sucked by a judge. So if anybody out there doesn't like judges, I got my dick sucked by one.
And that's it. That's all he does.
I got my dick sucked.
I like your impression.
And then
he goes,
yeah. Oh, his impression's great. And then he'll go, now raise the roof. Raise the roof.
Really?
Raise the roof.
Raise it up. And we got an HBO special where it's taping tonight, and we got to raise the roof. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, terrible.
So it's pretty bad, but somehow he still makes it out, and people let him go up. But, you know, and that's fine. You know, you want to give everybody a chance, but this guy, holy moly. You had a question, Greg?
Yeah, just everything you keep describing to me, it sounds like early Andy Kaufman type stuff. Like,
I don't know.
Like, he wasn't funny, but, like, there's somewhere in there might be some hidden comedy talent.
Zero hidden comedy.
Either
I've
he
seen him perform four times, and all four times have been painful, like, painful.
Wow. So either he doesn't know what he's doing, or what Greg's saying, he's actually a genius.
He's
a complete genius.
He has enough money to just walk into a place and decide that he wants to run the shit and just sits there and berates people.
Right, yeah. So
if he's gonna have an open bar tab next time I show up, I'm just gonna be like, bottle of Jaeger, please.
Yes, exactly.
Shot? No, sir. I want the whole bottle. It's on guitar player over here's tab.
But other than that guy, I thought that the show overall was a lot of fun. I mean, it's always fun to go down there. I love. Thank you to Gus Zanaga and Jersey Hot Comic for putting that on every Tuesday. And then Devin, I guess you were at the Basement on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that venue, actually.
Yeah?
Love it.
I've only done that show one time. What was great about it this time?
He keeps it to 8 comics. Like, he had two people show up, and he's like, no. He said everybody gets 10 minutes, 8 comics, hour and a half show. Like, it just runs so smoothly because of that. Everybody gets their full 10 minutes. Nobody has to worry about other people showing up, bumping them. And it's structured really well. Plus, this time, we had standing room only. Like, we had to bring in tables from outside.
Oh, so there was a really big crowd this time.
Yeah, huge crowd this time. So it's getting more popular, and I enjoyed it a lot. It was very cool. Good comedians this time.
And that is Gregory Eisenborg that puts that on, I believe. So thank you very much, Gregory, for doing that. And then, of course, Friday night, we had another open mic, and this one was brought to you by us, Audio Hog, Hog Entertainment, and that's at the Wheelhouse. Which is awesome, which is really awesome. It's going really well. This was the second week. We had, I believe, 8 comics this time as well.
Yep. Nice.
Devin couldn't make it because you were somewhere else. We'll talk about that in just a second. But great show. John, you were there running sound for us.
Yeah, Kevin White hosted. He was really funny. Ron the comedian was there with his wife. And, he was great. He's one of my favorites for sure. Bill Kilpatrick, he's a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was his second stand-up. Go.
Yeah.
And it was trial and error for him. He's just trying it out. It's obvious. He does really well, though.
Sure.
The country guy, right?
No. No, he looks like a high school math teacher or something.
He does actually look like a high school math teacher, yeah. But he seemed like a really nice guy.
Oh, great guy.
He was a really good guy. And he, I guess, like you said, it was his second time?
Yeah. The first time was last week at Wheelhouse.
Oh, wow.
Zenith Nevers was there. He was real funny. He's going to host this coming Friday
over at the Wheelhouse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the week following that, we got Rick Walters is going to be hosting.
Yeah.
So that'll be good, yeah.
Rick's come a long way in his comedy.
But if you want to come to the Wheelhouse Pub, it's every Friday night at 8 o'clock. Sign up starts at 7. We do have a group on Facebook. Just message any of us at Kings of the Podcastle, and you can get signed up to that group so that we can get you on over at the Wheelhouse.
It's also linked to at audiohog.com.
Go to audiohog.com.
And I'm running sound, so buy me a beer, please.
Yeah, and when are you going to go up and do 5 minutes, dude?
I will. Don't
next
worry.
Week? All right, next week, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
you heard it.
No,
next week,
no,
ladies and gentlemen,
no.
John Donovan
5 minutes. He has to get up and explain hip hop hands.
I do.
Yeah, that's your staple.
I'm telling you, you tell the story about the poo helmet.
Okay.
Or tell the story you were just telling us the other day. But we're gonna get to that as well here in a minute. But yes, you've got 5 minutes. They're just built into you in here. Okay. So the reason why Devin wasn't there is he had a big show last night in Jacksonville at Latitude 30s. Tell us all about it. Devin, how did it go?
Friday and Saturday.
It was Friday and Saturday
at Latitude 30. It was amazing. That venue is unreal. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
Just really?
State of the art, everything. White leather couches for every single bowling lane. Like, they have a movie.
What?
They have a dine-in movie theater with recliners for every single seat with your own personal table.
You gotta be kidding me.
Endless amounts of alcohol. They have brick oven pizza that they make right there in front of you. They have a whole, like, sports entertainment lounge where they have, like, over 100 different TVs, arcades, for not even mentioning Latitude Live, where they did this show.
Yeah.
Seats probably close to 400 people, and just amazing venue.
Like, and how did the show go?
Amazing. Sold out both shows. Jersey was really good. Jersey was a little tired the first night. He did 45 minutes, and he was just kind of beat up.
Right.
The second night, he got drunk on stage. And
that was funny?
Oh, boy.
No.
Not funny?
No, it's hysterical. Like, he was funny, but when he gets drunk, he holds the crowd hostage. He says it. He goes, "I'm going to hold them hostage tonight."
Oh, and, my God.
Like, literally an hour and 45.
Oh, boy.
At
Holy
least,
moly.
At least,
an yeah. hour 45?
At least.
But it was worth it? I mean, it was funny, though,
it
right?
was funny, yeah. It
oh,
was
okay,
real funny.
Good,
like,
good.
He does a really good job.
Oh, so. Yeah. Jersey's great. His crowd work is magnifique.
Yeah, that's most of that hour 45 is crowd work. So.
Right. Yeah.
And he even told me, he said it's interesting. He didn't even start off doing crowd work. He started off just doing set up jokes, and then he said he was so scared to talk to the crowd. Now that's
really?
Mostly what he does.
Yeah, but, yeah. He does a really good job.
So
of
he
that.
Just talks to individuals in the crowd. Hey, what do you do? How long have you been married?
Tosses
shit like
out
that.
Like, you know, the typical, like, how long you been married, any birthdays, stereotypes, like you're Asian, you're black, you're single, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And he works off of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
he
fun.
Should be a car salesman.
You're right, he should be. John, you did trivia at Star Island, right?
Every week.
Every week. And how's that going? You've got 5 minutes just off of your trivia that you do.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably throw something in there about trivia.
See?
But it's fine. Every Thursday, 5 till 7. Every Saturday, 5:30 till 7:30. Up there at the Chili Hillies Bar at Star Island Resort. It's fun times. You get
is that
to,
what that's called? Chili Hillies?
Chili Hillies, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I did not know that either.
I think the owner of the resort is Hilly. Is his last name or something like that? Or Hill or something?
What do they call it at the Brown Star? Or Brown Star Island?
Chili Willies.
Chili Willies, okay.
The poop shoot.
Boo. Chili cheese dog.
Okay.
That means poopy, folks. Poopy.
Poopy on the weenie.
Yeah. That's it. Star Island Resort every Thursday and Saturday. Come on out. Even though you're not staying at the resort, you can come on property and say, hey, we're going up to the bar. Just tell the security guard because there is a guard shack or whatever. But, yeah.
And they can get more information about that at earthtrivia.com.
Earthtrivia.com. That's my boss. Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to move into a new segment here. Oh, what? Greg, did you do anything?
I'd stayed at the Polynesian and worked all week.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was my highlight of the week, was staying at the Polynesian.
How was the Polynesian?
Oh, my God. If you ever get a chance to stay there, I highly recommend it. I mean, I really felt like I was in a different country at one point.
Really?
Like, it's so
Because
phenomenal.
Everybody that works there does not speak a lick of English?
No, everybody there. I mean, there's people from England, there's people from America, but it's just real luau-y, real tropical.
You realize it's Hawaii themed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you felt like you were in a different country.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it just makes you feel like you're in a Pacific Island somewhere.
Right. Well, that's cool. That's fun.
But
where is it?
It's Walt Disney Resort. It's a part of the Walt Disney resort area because you
have the Epcot
resorts. And
so you're telling me that there is a resort at Disney World?
Yeah.
And people can stay there?
What? Yeah, there's a few
that's
of them, actually.
Weird.
I didn't know that either. But it's, like, so close to home, but it's, like, wow. They had, like, this, the pool that we were swimming in had a volcano slide.
Oh, yeah?
That was really cool.
Now, if you order chicken nuggets in the restaurant, do you ask for the sauce, or do you have to ask for Polynesian sauce? I'm just curious. That's a good question. I'm just curious. That's a good question.
Actually, yeah. they had Texas Pete.
They had Texas Pete?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I said.
Polynesian?
And they had little Texas Pete. I was like, wow, you know, they had the... pizza flatbread. Everything's pineapple-y.
Now it is time for us to move into a brand new segment that we're going to start doing every week, and it's called Trailer Talk with John Donovan. Johnny,
is that how you spell your name?
John Donovan
on the paper.
Oh no, it's misspelled.
No, I misspelled that.
Yeah. John Donovantes.
What? How are things going over there? Last week,
great.
Last week you were telling us a fantastic story. I mean, you're brand new, living with your fiance, and you guys are expecting, and you've got a couple of her kids, stepchildren's now, stepchillins.
Sure.
Yeah, that you have, and you were telling us last week about how awesome and great it was.
Yeah.
So tell us now here on the show. How things have been going.
Things are they're going great. We're expecting Stephanie's going to be 9 weeks next Sunday. So pretty much after that, any day
nine weeks
on.
Pregnant. That's
I mean,
crazy.
Nine months.
Yeah, so pushing she's it like out ready to go.
Yeah, just, yeah. That's how they do it now. Express it's fast track. Yeah.
Now, what about, give us some of the quirks. You were telling us a story about the quirks of the daughter, your stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Can you go into that? Is
well,
that okay?
She doesn't like to do things
right
when she's asked to do them. What do you, you're a dick.
Go ahead.
God, you're such a bunch of dicks.
No. This is fun. This is fun.
Yeah, it's great, Mike.
Do your bit. Do your bit. It's just an underscore.
She won't, like, when it's time to clean up her room, and we ask her to clean up her room, she gets really upset because she's not ready to clean up her room.
That's
and
my
she
favorite.
She says that she feels a lot of pressure.
All right,
from us.
But
she feels a lot of pressure from us because she's not ready to clean up her room.
Right.
Or the plate of what food that she's left on the living room floor.
Sure.
You need to pick that up.
Right.
I'm not ready. And she gets really, really, really upset.
Yeah.
Really
and upset. The funny part of it was to me is that I guess apparently she had started crying.
Yes.
And she was upset and you guys were like, what's going on?
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
like, you guys are just pressuring me too much.
Yes.
Because you keep asking me to do things when I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Like you want me to clean my room and I'm just not ready to clean my room.
Yeah. And the funny thing is we'll tell them both to go clean their room and Sawyer's like, beep. Okay, whatever. He's five. He goes in there, boom, 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 done, and he's back out. I go and look in the room, spotless. I mean, toys are just been flung into the closet, but that's fine.
Right. At least they're not in sight.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. And he's learning fast.
And then we'll go look in her room, and she's got like a dresser thing full of princess dresses.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They are not hung up. And there's crayons and just crap everywhere all over the floor. And then she will go into his room and, like, maybe there's a piece of tape on the rug or whatever.
Sure.
And she will come out and, he didn't clean his room. There is tape all over the floor.
And you're like, bitches get snitches or snitches get stitches. I don't know. What?
Get off.
I fucked that up.
Thanks, Devin. Thanks. Thank you.
I'm so confused with these new labels.
But anyway.
He messed up the joke. I messed up the sound effect.
That's all right.
But things are going fine. Park. Everybody has a golf cart.
Sure,
pretty much.
And how is that? Are the old people just driving by on golf carts?
It's mostly
hey, howdy neighbor.
It's mostly the head maintenance guy who's from New Jersey.
Sure,
and then
so he's like, hey yo neighbor, what's going on?
Yeah. And then there's the property manager, this lady Sue, who's from Maine.
What does that sound like?
She's like a Boston accent.
Really?
No, nothing.
Hey, how are you?
Are you? Everything. Put everything
Chowder.
In a nice little box.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of lobster.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no lobster.
All right. Well.
But anyway, I know. Not very exciting. Sorry.
John, no, it's all right.
I have a question though.
Yes.
Which instrument are you going to play when you join the band? The washboard or blowing in the jug?
I'll do the blowing in the jug thing.
Of course you would. No.
Are we still talking about music?
No, maybe. All right. Well, from now on, we need you to come in with a new story from your new life.
Okay.
That's what we want.
Okay.
That's basically what this was. We got to set up.
Here's one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning. we've got a dumpster in the community. So
with
like
babies?
You don't get out. You charge extra for that?
What?
Oscar the Grouch lives in your neighborhood.
Hey, I'm trying to sleep here. Still a bunch of dicks you are.
Go ahead.
But it's not like here where you just you put your thing in the bin and then the town
you gotta
comes
take
to get it.
Yeah, you got to take it down to the dumpster.
Take it down to the dumpster, sure. Which is, you know, not far. So we put a bag out on the porch, and the screen door had broken.
Uh-oh.
So 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear bottles and shit rattling out on the porch, and then I flip on the lights, and there's like this 200-pound raccoon rifling through the garbage, and he turns around, and I open up the door, and I go, hey, and he goes, fuck you, I'm eating.
He said that?
Yeah.
Did you go, wow, a talking raccoon?
No, I shut the door and hit the lights. Went, Stephanie, it's fine. It's just the raccoon.
Okay.
But yeah, I had to chase him off with a machete and everything, and like, I'd go, hoo-ha!
Hold on, you chased him off with a machete?
Yeah.
What is going on right now?
I don't know if that was a raccoon. I think that was just a big fat guy in a raccoon suit.
Maybe.
In a robber mask.
It was Eric Cartman.
He is the guy from the neighborhood watch signs, you know, right? That little creepy looking guy.
Yeah, Zimmerman did put on a lot of weight.
Now that you think about it.
Yeah.
All right, so we need that kind of stuff every week. Right. We're going to do this every week, okay? All right, when we come back, we're going to get into a brand new sex tape that's hot on the internet right now. And we've got a lot of stuff going on over in Asia. We'll be talking about more Godzilla.
Let's not start that again.
We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle. The Kings took a podcast field trip over to John's trailer park this week, and we saw a list of rules, trailer park rules, at the front gate. And now we'd like to read to you some of our favorite ones. King Zach.
Limit: 1 reality TV crew per day.
Discarded toilets may be recycled as flower pots.
Okay.
Only 1 meth lab for every 3rd trailer.
No words. If you are hiding from the cops, don't do it in your trailer. They will just hitch it up to a truck and drive it to jail.
The rusty 72 Malibu on blocks at the front entrance is not for sale. It is a public playground dedicated in honor of Billy Joe's 3rd DUI. May God rest his soul. And that are the trailer park rules for John's Trailer Park. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Here we are, episode 28. There's 20 of them. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just point out something?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
It's so funny to see Zach's face as he's producing, because he had that perfect transition from the guitar directly into AC/DC, and he's over there with the Joker smirk. He's like,
He's very proud of himself. Oh, that is going to sound good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
good job, Zach. Good job. Yeah, good job.
He was all loving
very
it.
Well done, sir.
It's good to be back.
Okay, so we're going to move into some news stories that happened throughout the week and get our the King's take on them here. This first one here, Russell Simmons, Def Jam founder, has apologized now for a video that he posted on his new YouTube channel. It was called the Harriet Tubman Sex Tape.
Yes!
Yeah.
Was it the Reach Around Railroad? Yeah, I don't
know. I love it.
From Underground Railroad?
It was supposed to be a satirical comedy about Harriet, who, of course, helped free hundreds of slaves through the Underground Railroad. But in this video, I guess she's blackmailed her... In real life, she blackmailed her slave owner by secretly videotaping... Oh, good God. No,
Harriet Tubman secretly videotaped?
No, I know. I'm getting confused here in the story. The video is about Harriet Tubman, and it's that she blackmailed her slave owner by secretly videotaping a sexual encounter between the two of them.
That's the storyline of this.
That's the storyline of this sex tape.
Scene 3, the hidden tunnel.
Before they have sex.
How do you secretly videotape something like that? That
deserves a burp. No, anyway, no.
The Poochoo train.
Please ignore the giant 6 foot tall camera in the corner of the room.
God. Before they have sex, she even alludes to the fact that she's that he has raped her before in the past, and that she only acted like she didn't enjoy it.
No, that doesn't Holy sound crap. Right. It'd be like, Massa!
Damn it! All right.
But she smuggled slaves across state lines, so I could just picture her in her big long dress with like three guys on a leash and leather running across the field.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She smuggled slaves and smuggled cock.
Apparently, the backlash, though, was pretty immediate. Russell pulled the video and issued an apology. He said, quote, "I'm a very liberal person with thick skin, and it's hard to offend me. My first impression of the Harriet Tubman piece was that it was about what one of actors said in the video, that 162 years later there's still tremendous injustice." That doesn't make any sense. So it was supposed to be about the tremendous injustice going on right now. Whatever.
I want to know when we can start making Rosa Parks parody porn videos.
No. Apparently the door is open. All you need is one pioneer to take that first step.
You need to get to the back of the bang bus.
Oh my God.
Hey, she'll only take it in the front.
Oh man.
It's called the Emancipation Proclamation.
And what?
Let me get some of that Montgomery bus boycock.
Boy, you're not going to be able to do a sit-in right for a week.
I have a wet dream.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
God damn it. That was funny.
Can I bang her? Yes, I can.
Okay.
No, I think yes, we can still works.
Yes, it does. Okay.
As in all of us at the same time.
That was the joke.
Oh, my God.
All right. Another celebrity news. Miley Cyrus has a condition that results in the elevated heart rate. And according to National Enquirer, her doctors have told her to stop smoking pot and drinking caffeine because both can make it worse.
Is the condition twerking?
I know it might be, but apparently she won't. A source says, quote, "Miley knows she probably shouldn't be smoking, but she loves getting high. Besides that, most of her friends smoke too." So Miley Cyrus is just a complete disaster train wreck.
I love her.
The only reason this story is in here is because you love her.
I know.
No, hey, and it's National Enquirer is going to be our reference? Come on.
Dude.
That's better than most of our references.
The National Enquirer breaks major stories. I don't know if you heard about Bat Boy.
Yeah, and the alien that's lived here on the planet for many years.
Bat Boy became a musical, so it must be true.
All right, let's take our travels over to Asia for a minute. The driver of a Google Street View car was recently held hostage
by Godzilla!
by villagers in Thailand because they thought that he was spying on them.
What?
A giant camera on a car.
Very nonchalant.
Yeah. After interrogating him, they made him swear on a statue of Buddha. That he really did work for Google.
Yep. So he had to put his hands on the statue?
I don't know. Rub his belly? Oh, you rub my belly.
You swear to Buddha, you not spy on my village.
And then he went to, see some prostitutes and... everything's all right.
Anyway, they warned him that if he lied, he'd have extremely bad luck. That was the, hey, if you're lying right now.
If you lie to me, you will have really, really bad luck.
What a threat. What a threat.
You might actually get banged in the cock.
Oh, man. What? Eventually, they did issue an apology. They released him and issued an apology to Google, the driver, and, quote, the citizens of the world.
I want to see the street view on that, just where they're like, You see these angry people pointing at the car.
Right. like waving bicycle tires and lawn equipment at him.
And you see, like, the more not, shots they're taking, Mexico, you see this mat.
Sorry.
You see, like, the rear view on the street view, and as you keep going down the road, you see the crowd getting closer to you. That'd be very also, entertaining.
Also, over in the Asian lands, a zoo in China. This one's fantastic. You're going to love this one. A zoo in China has recently gotten complaints. And the reason why, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But they're scrambling.
The cheetah doesn't taste like cheetah.
it's a zoo, and they are scrambling to explain why their African lion doesn't actually look like a lion.
Yep.
The short answer is because it's a dog.
It's a dog.
It's a dog that they have out there. Visitors to the zoo started complaining when they saw the lion in question, which was actually a Tibetan Mastiff, which kind of looks like a lion. It's like a giant. You know what a chow is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Long, long hair, big snout.
Right.
That's what it looks
Mastiffs
like.
Mastiffs are the size of horses.
Oh, yeah. They're giant. They're probably 3 feet, 4 feet tall. You know, probably the size of a lion. But
Mastiff.
Yeah, but they're obviously dogs. Anyway.
Did the back of the dog cage back up into an Asian buffet?
No, it didn't. I don't think so, anyway. But the tourists looked at it, and they were like, wait a minute. That looks like a dog.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a dog.
And then I heard... The lion barked.
Yes, the lion barked.
And
that's what gave it all away. When it started barking, at first the zoo tried to explain it away. Officials claimed that the real lion was at another zoo breeding, and the dog was just staying in its cage for a while. But the problem is that they were also trying to pass off another dog as a wolf.
What?
A white fox as a leopard, and two rodents called coypus as snakes.
What? Really?
So basically, they just gathered up the neighborhood pets and opened a zoo.
That's a pretty sweet four-legged snake there.
Its name was Coypus?
No, I guess that's the type of of rodent that this thing
is. I had something like that similar happen to me.
You did?
Yeah.
You had Coypus?
No. This guy,
I had coitus. No.
I actually saw a sign for a petting zoo and went, and it was just a glory hole.
Hey, <Hey-o! laughs>
Wow. Mike.
I'm not going to say this, but I stayed for it.
You did?
I got my money's worth.
A whole 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad zoos, do you remember whenever we worked for that one theme park that had a zoo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had that...
You can mention their name, Cypress Gardens.
They're gone.
Okay,
well, the animal people there, we were very close to, and they were pretty cool people.
Yeah,
but
they
had an animal show, and they had this one act where... This endangered owl or whatever would fly from one side and then fly up to the back and then fly back to their arm. Well, the new one that they were training, remember, they let him out of the cage and just... it just took off. And everybody in the audience is just sitting there looking, and they're like, is it coming back? And then the person that was on stage was that one douchebag that married that 40-year-old or whatever. Anyways, he was just like, oh, that's never happened before. What? Opening a cage and letting the bird go free has never happened? Come on.
It's never happened before. I mean, it's never going to happen again.
Then somebody like a week later spotted it over in the botanical gardens in the banyan tree. And so they had all these professional trappers that like came to the park and like all these.
Yeah,
we went out there to leave and we saw all these trucks like so-and-so trapper of Tampa, so-and-so of the Everglades. And one guy had a shotgun with a net thing attached to it, like something Batman would use.
Wow.
Like a grappling hook?
Yes.
No, it was just so funny. I was like, over this stupid owl.
Oh, man. Okay, let's come back here to Washington. In 2005, in Washington, a woman was driving drunk and hit an electric pole. Her friend was in the passenger seat and hurt his arm, and she pleaded guilty to felony assault. But now she's suing the power company and the county for putting the pole too close to the road, and the Washington State Supreme Court just ruled that she can go ahead with her lawsuit. How ridiculous is this?
Your pole was too close to me.
Yeah. She's actually got
I've it. Had she, a lot of girls say that, actually.
She's had this woman was drunk. She was driving drunk, and she hit a power pole.
Yeah, that was not on the road, but it was on the side of the road.
It was on the side of the
road.
That
wasn't paved. There was nothing roadish about it.
Anything roadish about it. And she hit it and hurt her friend.
Yeah.
Pled guilty to the assault,
right.
And now she's suing because the pole was too close to the road.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of friggin' world do we live in?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if a stupid bitch can sue and get $1 million over coffee, hot coffee.
Yeah.
Well, then you could pretty much sue over a damn pole. Then
that's when I think that's when it started. I do. I think
yeah.
that. That
yeah.
Was
whoever
the big
that
one.
Stupid have, bitch is that did that. Come on.
Have you guys ever read about that
yeah,
actual
yeah,
lawsuit?
That,
like it's a legitimate lawsuit. Like,
yeah.
She
oh,
really? Had a, the coffee like was like 7 times hotter than normal coffee supposed
oh, really?
To be.
The,
like and if you read up on it, like the way that. If you were to spill coffee on yourself, it should not like
burn you
this much pain
yeah.
as it did.
It's gonna
to her.
Be hot.
It
yeah.
was it, the way that they made it, the way that McDonald's made it, their whole like everything that they did before this point, like when she before she did it,
yeah.
like it was extremely dangerous to be serving this type of coffee huh. to people.
They're wow. Their operating guy.
Said, you should actually Wikipedia it because honestly, like when you read the story, it sounds very legit.
This
like,
is the woman's injuries. This is
I
the
would,
actual woman.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Whoa!
You would sue
is
the
that,
shit out of them.
Is that Blue Waffle or is that coffee?
No.
I mean,
oh my god!
That's actually the picture of that woman.
We'll post that to Kings of the Pod.
Oh man!
That'll be
you
our
can't wait to
cover.
See this.
But seriously, though, I mean, she should have known, and I hear you, Devin. It's like, seriously, yeah, that right there is completely bad.
That's pretty bad,
yeah.
But still,
bad.
It said warning, hot coffee.
No, it didn't. That's the thing.
That's the thing, and that's why
they actually started putting the caution hot coffee
yes.
on there.
Wow, really? I didn't
yeah.
know
because
that.
Of this particular lawsuit?
Yeah, yeah.
How
since,
old is that?
Since
how
then,
old
yeah.
is this story, then?
90s,
oh,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
I thought,
yeah,
I
it was like 94. 596
somewhere
okay.
in there mid-90s we'll just say but yeah that was the one that started it and now looking at that I agree with you it probably
yeah.
was a legitimate
lawsuit.
I mean oh,
it looks probably. Like they were trying to boil noodles also
oh man but the problem is that ever since then though man people are coming up with ridiculous
oh yeah, yeah
like,
I agree
like you know a robber that comes in and breaks into your house
sure.
slips on your kitchen floor and breaks an arm is now suing you
right.
For you know not mopping your floor right
yeah,
or something
yeah, yeah.
you know what I mean
something
it's just
stupid
so ridiculous
oh yeah
and I think that this particular story is also ridiculous. Let's see what else. A man last week a 21 year old in England lost control of his car. This is another one. Ended up wrapping it around a tree, but he survived thanks to his girth. How about that? He was a big
he's
fatty.
A big boy.
He weighs at least 250 pounds, and because of his size, he was thrown backwards through the driver's seat into the back seat. So he walked away with just a broken arm and some bruises.
Does that mean I can get an insurance discount for being a fat ass?
No, I was about to say, it means that you and I both could actually survive a car wreck pretty easily, because nice. I believe that we're
you're
both.
You're padded.
Yeah, yeah, we're both right there around 250, aren't we?
I am not at 250.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
I'm like 210.
That's horse shit.
No, honest to God.
I weigh 250.
Which leg?
I'm a short mofo. It's
really?
Because I'm like 5'6".
Wow.
And hitting puberty.
Yeah, I was going to say. What's going on over there?
He's
going
to lose some weight, though, because the cancer in his esophagus is slowly...
poor Zach and your voice. You've lost it. You need to take it easy, man.
Rachel Ray over there.
All right, before we head into our next break, I do have the good news, which I've been trying to get in every week, but I promise I'm going to be better at this. This is a good story. A guy in California was leaving the DMV last week. He found an envelope with $6,900 cash in it. But instead of keeping it, he turned it in.
What a chump.
And it turned out to belong to a 69-year-old man. $6,900 and 69-year-old man who was planning to buy his son a car with it. And the guy's so happy to get his money back, he's taking the Good Samaritan out to dinner and offering him a reward. Would you turn the money in if you found this? Obviously,
in a,
Zach,
in a
no.
Bad
no.
economy? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Seriously?
It's a bad economy, dude. Okay, obviously the guy turned it in must have had a little bit of money on him.
Maybe. I don't know.
$6,900 though?
That's
I'm just going to be like... I'm going to pick it up and go, did anybody drop this? And if there's nobody around, which I'm hoping, that's going in my
packing.
You're
just quietly saying, you're like, did anybody drop this? Okay, nobody said anything to
me. Well,
let
me ask, does it mention in the story, was the envelope that it was in, did it have a name and address on it?
No, it
doesn't mention any kind of information.
Identifying information, no. It just said an envelope with $7,000 on it, basically.
Now, somebody would have later on said, hey, I'm missing some money. I'd give it at least a week because I'll be honest, I've worked in a restaurant for a long time and... Every time I've ever seen like a 20 or a 50 or something on the ground, I go tell my boss immediately, like, hey, I think somebody might drop this. Because I don't want it to be
right.
like, I don't want
so
it to
you're
be
the guy
like,
that turns it in. Zach, what about you?
I've also worked in a restaurant, and that is why I would not turn it in. Because the last time I did something nice like that, I picked up a wallet that a customer had dropped and had left the restaurant, and I took it to the manager's office, and they came back about 20 minutes later. and the wallet had like $400 or some stupid amount of money in it.
Yeah.
And rather than take any of it, gave it to the manager. The bitch came in and accused me of stealing her fucking wallet. I'm sorry.
I didn't know Rob Reagan on that one.
But that's she accused you of stealing wallet and tried to get me in trouble.
Wow. What about you, Devin? You turn it in if you find $7,000 in an envelope?
It just really depends on the situation. Like, it really does. Like, well, I'd have to say, you know, let's see. Well, also, being the atheist that I am, what am I going to do? Go to hell? Fuck it. I'm gonna take good it. Point. You know, I don't know.
John, what about you? You turn it in $7,000 if you find it?
You know, you never know what you're going to do until you're actually in the situation.
Sure.
I would say that I would take the money because that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
You know
money,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't have your, if you've got almost $7,000 in your pocket,
sure,
you would better have your hand on that.
I agree.
If not, you're lost, buddy. That's a lot of money.
You could buy new tires for your trailer, too.
I can. I can move, no problem.
I was working in a movie theater back when the bombing happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of firefighters and things that came in from out of town, you know, to come and help.
The Oklahoma City bombing?
The Oklahoma City bombing. That's where I'm from.
In the
Oklahoma
early
90s. City. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And I was a 16-year-old kid working in a movie theater. Well, at night, I guess, you know, they were doing all the cleanup and everything, kind of like the whole 9/11 thing, on a much smaller scale, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, there were some firefighters and things that came in from out of town, and I was working at this movie theater, and our job was to clean up the theater afterwards. I found a wallet that had a fireman's ID in it and about $600 of cash, and I turned that in.
Good.
Yeah, because I knew what they were there for.
Yeah.
However, in this situation, somebody else's ass out. I mean, you gotta realize
a kid coming.
Isn't there like a thing, you know, with the whole karma? I know if I take the money, right, that could be bad karma, but it also could be good karma that I've just found $7,000. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe
all the good things that I've done in my
cash
life.
Cash in on your karma.
Like, yeah, you gotta cash in on your karma, right? I mean, come on.
And then what if that money was going to that poor little old lady's dialysis and you just killed her? So guess
maybe.
What? There's gonna be a time where, like, the mob is going to be sitting there going, you got our money, and you're like, I'm $2 short. Well, cut his finger off.
If it's actually going to the lady's dialysis, maybe she at some point took some money that she found on the ground.
And that's her karma.
That money is cursed. Whichever way you look at it, it's cursed.
That's why they say karma is a bitch. All right, whenever we come back, we're going to go right into our ridiculous news. We got a couple of great stupid criminal stories. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Hey, listen, I think we should just be friends.
That means, I'm a complete bitch. We're
both this has been The Angry Texan Translates. Although we both lie close together. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. It's a very cool version of Major Tom here.
What the fuck is that?
It's a very cool version of Major Tom.
I feel like I need to do drugs now.
You should.
Subliminal messages.
I want to go to a rave.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, hold on. Listen to it for a second. Let it ride, DJ.
How is that not sexy?
Are you guys going to go shop at J. Crew when you're done here?
I've got a boner.
Thank you.
I
had the same reaction.
I've got a space boner.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. It's about to come.
Whoa.
We need the countdown. We need the countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah. That's good stuff right there.
I just emptied my balls in my underpants just now.
Guys, come on. It's
all three of them.
Yes. Boobs in space, space.
That's the shiny toy guns version right there of Major Tom.
I'll show you a shiny toy gun.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. All right, Kings of the Podcastle, episode 28 here with, there's 20 of them.
If you're just tuning in.
Shut up.
Wow.
A bunch of douchebags. Worse than ever. Okay, we're moving into our ridiculous news segment here. First up, on Sunday afternoon, two guys tried to rob a restaurant in Chicago. That's weird.
I heard that.
Chicago has some crime.
What?
I know. But they went right during the lunch rush, okay? Yeah. The owner told them he was way too busy for this right now.
Come back later.
So if you could just come back in about an hour.
Yeah.
And guess what?
They showed back up.
What
and of course, they
done.
Slowed down.
Damn dumbasses.
And then the owner called the police and said, hey, these idiots came in during the busy time. And yep. I told them to come back, and they said, okay. So can you guys come show up and hang out in the back so when these idiots show up, you can just pop out and arrest them?
Yeah.
What if that would happen in Pulp Fiction whenever they tried to rob that restaurant? They jump up there and the manager comes up. Not right now. We're a little busy.
We're
can you come
busy.
Back later?
First, I want to give kudos to the manager, though, who said, I'm too busy.
Not right now.
Yeah, dude, I just don't have time. I know you got a gun in my face. I don't care.
Right.
I just don't have time for this.
I've had two bussers call out, yeah. And I can't do this.
I've got too much going on.
He's on an hour and 10-minute wait. I mean, Mike Lee, come on, man. The guy's in the weeds, if you know the restaurant industry.
Right.
Okay, he's 86 on robberies right now.
Okay? Yeah, and then the idiots actually showed up. Okay, now I consider you all intelligent individuals here in this room.
Well, you'd be wrong.
If you were going to rob a place and the guy said, yeah, can you come back in an hour, would you actually show up? And they had an hour to think about it.
Yeah.
They had an hour to go back to wherever their little secret lair was, sure, in the Batcave or
their
whatever.
Their mom's van in the parking lot.
Yeah, their mom's van, exactly.
What if they were like, you know what, we're just going to stay here. Can I have a number two?
I imagine walked up.
You guys
have
Wi-Fi?
Like,
what's the passcode?
What were they thinking for that hour? That's a good question. When I rob this place, you know what I'm going to do with the first $100? I'm going to go and get some food or something.
Exactly. I mean, come on. They had an hour to think about the fact that if they go back in an hour, that this guy has called the cops and they will be waiting for them.
Tell the manager to throw in a souvenir shirt, too.
All right.
Anyway, I thought that
dumbasses. Dumbasses.
Complete idiots. But, you know, stupid criminals. That's what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this one is one of my very, very, very favorites. It happened right here in Florida. Cops pulled over two drunk women and had the women follow them to a parking lot. Uh-huh. So all of a sudden, it's getting very suspicious, right? Then one of the cops told the passenger to perform on him.
Perform on me.
You're going to have to give me a beat.
Jazz hands.
So he did like 5 minutes?
Yeah. Or? So you're going to have to get out. When are you going to light me? When did I get at the light?
I'm an officer of the law.
The other cop asked the driver for a very, very different sexual request. He asked the woman to, quote, punch him in the groin.
Punch me in the groin right now.
You sound like the movie In a World.
I'm an officer of the law.
Policemen need to be punched in the balls.
After an investigation, of course, both cops are now facing a felony charge and could get 15 years in prison. But here's a guy who has a fetish, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And he,
it's a whole different kind of fisting.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the gym coach from Beavis and Butthead was now a cop.
Yeah.
Going, kick me in the gym. Man, the Jimmy.
He wants to get
yes.
He wants to get boxed in the beanbag.
Yeah. You know what they call that? They call that the boogada.
The boogada boogada.
Yeah. Boogada 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 boogada.
And
ding. I don't get it.
And the ding, yeah. You know, come on. The little speed bag in a boxing class.
Ball,
yeah,
the ball.
Boogada, 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 boogada. That's all right. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, kick me in the Jimmy. You guys like getting hit in the nuts?
That's the five does knuckle hit, love tap.
Does getting hit in the nuts turn you on?
No,
I know. I want you to do it to me right now.
Buster, get over there and get him.
Give me it!
Seriously?
Yeah, and when, I have Stephanie do that. And she has to wear.
Are you?
Go ahead.
He
can't even get through his own.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trailer Park Talk with John Diamond.
But the Rocky theme has to be playing while it's.
The Rocky
theme! Yeah, he's a tiger!
It's funnier that you can't get through your own joke. You're trying to tell a joke and you can't get through it.
Beats the shit out of my balls.
She's like, get over here, Apollo Creed, you little bastard.
Yes, and we have Sawyer dressed up like Mickey and he's screaming from the side.
Hit him again, Rock. He's a wrecking machine.
Oh, my my God.
You ain't got no soul. You ain't got no heart.
I'm just impressed that John made it through that without dying.
He almost did die. Look at his face. It's completely red. Holy crap.
I've never seen him that red.
He goes jogging at 4 in the morning.
God. Then you've never seen him get punched in the balls.
He is in here.
Dude, whenever she does it, does whenever you guys are done for the night, does she do it one more time and stop?
But the funny thing is, her daughter's name is Adrian.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yo, Adrian, my balls are swollen. There.
Oh my God.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me. Actually, don't cut me.
All right, moving on. On Monday, a 52-year-old woman in Wisconsin was hanging out with her roommate and another guy and decided to lock them in a room until one of them agreed to have sex with her. Neighbors heard the men screaming. The men were screaming. And called the cops. The woman is facing several charges now, including false imprisonment.
So she wanted the sex.
Yeah, she wanted it, and she locked them in a room and
how
said,
many guys?
Until you do it. Two guys. Two guys?
Two guys.
One woman, yes.
And they couldn't get out of this room by kicking the door in?
Apparently
or like
not.
You know what she really wanted?
What did she want?
Yeah.
So,
in other news, Saw 7 was filmed here.
So this brings up a story that I have. Have you guys ever demanded sex from a woman at all? Like, you're going to have sex with me before you leave.
That's usually leads to jail.
No. I actually did it one time and got away with it.
You did. You demanded. Yeah. You say you
rape
doing
confessions. On
well, okay.
The
no. It's not rape. No, it wasn't rape. It wasn't rape. She ended up willingly having sex with me. And
which
see,
is
this
a
is the funny thing. Whenever I read these stories, I go, man, some of these things that I've done in my past could be bad. This is a good one. Hold on. So we're in college. I'm in college.
Of
and
course.
I'm dating this girl.
Uh-huh.
And she and I were
school.
Fighting. We were fighting, right? And we're in a bedroom, and I'm like trying to explain to her that it's not a big deal and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, okay. And finally we make up. And
she's
I'm like,
I'm pretty sure AIDS is a big deal.
So we make up, right? And everything's fine. We're going to go back out. This is at a party, right? At a party that I'm throwing at my house at the time. And we decide everything is fine, blah, blah, blah. She's like, all right, let's just go back out there and have a drink and have a good time. And I'm like, no, I think we should have makeup sex. And she goes, no, I don't want to have sex with you. And I decide that I am going to stay in the room and lock myself in, and you are having sex with me. And if you don't, I will just start masturbating. Right
put
now.
Out or get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, put out or get out. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Exhibit A.
And guess what? It worked.
So you just pulled your pants down
and started going at it,
roughing up the suspect.
And my girlfriend said, no, honey, you don't need to do that. And came over and had sex with
so
me.
So you started pounding it, and you go, look at what you're making me do.
Exactly.
It's just so hot, I just can't take it.
Have you guys never been in that situation? Come on. You can't tell me that you've never had that. And I'm not talking about locking a girl in a closet until she has sex with you. But, you know, like you're like, hey, this is happening, and we're going to do it.
No. Not that I can think of.
No.
Not
maybe
like
jokingly, but it's not like I did on a public bus or anything.
Well, yeah, obviously this was a joke, too. I mean, I started saying I'm going to start masturbating if you don't have sex with me.
But you actually did. You actually did start loping your mule right in front of her.
Yeah. She could have walked out of the room, and I would have finished myself.
You
and
said the
happy.
Room was locked.
No. The room wasn't locked. Well, even if
you
it
did
was,
say the room was locked.
Even if it was, she was on the inside. She could have unlocked it and walked out.
Seems do we have blurred lines on cue? By chance?
I hate you. Hey, come on. I figured this
how
for sure
has
happened to
somebody
else.
You didn't have a padlock on the inside of your door, and you're like, and I just swallowed the key, so you had to wait until I poop it out in your chest.
You're not getting the anecdote.
That's a case of mistaken. It happened to everyone else. I had a buddy who, when we all started working on the cruise lines, we all had to do a medical. And we were somehow on the bus one day, we were talking about the medical exam, and one of the guys comes out and goes, yeah, the anal part of that exam was really weird. And we all kind of looked at him and said, what? We didn't get that part.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys didn't get an anal part? That's what I feel like you just did. You guys never raped anybody?
I guess so. I guess I'm the only one that's ever done
the only
someone.
Story that I have that's similar to that is
it wasn't rape, you jerk.
No, it wasn't.
She was my girlfriend.
It was persuasion. Is what that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like I won't wash the dishes until you have sex with me.
Manipulative raping.
No, God.
Psychological rape.
Okay. Whatever.
I had a girl. We were in the car. We were horsing around. We were really, really rubbing on each other, making out and stuff.
Was the car moving? Were you on the road?
The car? No, we were parked in a parking lot.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, she decides she doesn't want to mess around anymore, even though like clothes were off and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sits in the passenger seat and just quietly sits there, and she's like, "I think we should just be friends."
What?
Yeah, right in the middle of hot and heavy.
Wow.
And then she just stops cold, and says, "I think we should just be friends." And I go, "What?" "Yeah, I don't think we should do this." And I go, "You know what?" And I hit the door button on my car to open the door.
Click.
I go, "I've got plenty of friends."
See you later.
See you later.
Yeah.
And then she goes, "What?" I go, yeah. You don't really stop in the middle of something like that and then go, "You think we'd win to be friends?" So I'm good.
So you told her that she could get out at that point.
See you later.
Yeah, okay.
And she got out.
Which is totally
normal.
She's
like, "Is this really happening?" I go, "Yes." And I shut the door, turned the car on, and left.
And you left her there.
That was it. Yeah.
See you later.
Did you see her masturbating?
Good man. Good man. Wow.
And that's the last time we saw Amanda Knox.
No. All right. I'm just going to jump right here to the end. Some artists created designs, and you're going to love this. This is the revenge of the dildo here.
Dildo.
Some artists created designs for vibrating love toys based on the Avengers.
Really?
So if you're a Comic-Con chick, something tells me you'll spend the rest of the day wishing these were real.
The hammer of Thor.
There's one for each member. Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and the Hulk.
Wait a minute.
Is the Hulk black in this one?
I don't know. Obviously, the Hulk is the monster. Yeah, he's probably the big guy. But no, these are just designs.
Now, let me say this. If they do one based on X-Men, that Wolverine's going to be a bitch.
Yes, it is. But so that happened. You can check them out. We'll post a link to where you can go check out these designs, these drawings on our Facebook page.
That'll be really awkward for someone who hasn't heard the episode.
Huh?
For someone who hasn't heard our episode,
we'll make sure
a link check out these dildos.
Mike, that's funny because I know about one that's named after King Kong.
Oh, yeah, you do. Right. Now, okay, that's a good question. So if there was you raise a good topic here. So if there was a fictional character of some sort that you would like your sex toy named after.
Mine would be Cyclops because I just stare at her crotch and nothing really ever happens. I don't get to touch it.
Anybody else have one? Anything?
I never really thought about what my dildo name would be.
Or just a sex toy, anything. You know, like if you were to have yours molded, John, like if they were to take a mold of yours and make it into a...
I have plenty of friends, dildo.
Get out of my car.
Greg's would be Count Dracula because he's not afraid to have sex any time of the month.
Right. Or Ronald McDonald.
Sure. Why?
Why? You know, clown face.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Okay. Sure.
Does that mean John's is Count Chocula?
Right. Hey, yeah. There you go.
Actually, if there was like a blow-up doll girl, I think I'd want B. Arthur.
Zach's is a Grimace because it's purple and swollen.
I think mine would be Finding Nemo because it's small and there's something wrong with it.
The ladies keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They can't seem to find it anywhere.
Or the John Wayne butt plug. It's rough and tough and doesn't take shit off no one.
Oh, man. Okay. Swiss officials, I'm sorry. If you can't beat them, the Swiss officials decide if you can't beat them, regulate them. They have developed a new hooker drive-through.
Really?
Yep. Over in Switzerland right now, you can go right in and order yourself a hooker with a side of fries.
Wow. And you get out to the... You find,
You can't get through your own joke.
Is it just like the regular drive-thru where you get nothing like what you fucking ordered? You go around the corner. I thought, what the fuck is this Mexican chick doing here? I don't know.
I want Puerto Rican.
I'll have a blonde with C's and you end up getting a black girl with an A cup.
Make that with a side of sauce.
All you have to do is go right in. Once you've selected from your poon buffet, you pull into a wooden shed and you get down to business. All you got to do is drive through, make your order, pull right in, and go to town. Would you guys do this? Anybody?
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, if it was the norm, obviously in Europe, they're a little bit more open to these like things like this. So if it was the norm,
well,
if this stuff was happening around you all the time and you were like, you know what? I feel like getting laid today. I think I'll go to the hooker drive-thru.
Well, there's in Nevada, there's 6 counties where prostitution is legal. That's where that show, The Bunny Ranch, comes from.
Tiger Woods frequents what?
I just don't think that I could do it, man.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's just an odd.
Well,
it's
it there in the quote-unquote restaurant?
No. You go into a shed or whatever.
You're making this wooden shed sound like Chris Hansen's visit there. It might be.
If you want a fat chick, do you ask for the supersize?
it's quarter pounder with cheese.
That's what they call
a beefy patty.
No, they call it an anorexic with a yeast infection.
Damn.
Your hands are cold. I didn't order this frosty.
All right, that's all we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Before we go, let's do a rundown. What shows do we have coming up? John, where are you going to be this week?
For me, still trivia every Thursday and Saturday at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee, Florida.
All right, how about you, Devin?
Tuesday, Belle Isle Bayou. Wednesday, I will be at the Orlando Improv. Thursday, Jesse's, please come out to it. Friday, I'll be at Comic-Con. And that's about it.
All right.
And other ones, too, somewhere.
Zach, how about you?
Saturday, I'll be at Sleuths on iDrive, as usual. And on Friday, Audio Hogs open mic showcase at the Wheelhouse.
What about you, Greg? Are you going to be at any shows this week?
We'll check the schedule. I might grace somebody.
All right. I will be at Wednesday's show at the Improv. I will also be at Thursday's show at Jesse's down in Winter Haven along with Devin. And then Friday night, I will be at the High Octane Saloon over in Crystal River. So come and check me out if you want to drive an hour. It'll be a lot of fun. That's all we got for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.